Hello, friends. It is Miss Rachel and Mr. Brian, and this podcast is Catching Time. This is just a 10-minute podcast for you and your family. Whether you're driving to school, coming home from something, super easy to do for you and your kids. Let's get right into it.
Welcome back to Catching Time. I've got the question today. This is Brian. I'm here with Miss Rachel.
I'm ready for the question.
This is a good one. Who is the funniest person you know?
The funniest person I know. Well, it was my dad, but now it is definitely my husband, and it's why we are married, because I thought he was hilarious. Now, I don't get his jokes half the time. Okay. They do go over my head. If you saw me right now, my hand is going right over my head. But he made me laugh so much that I was like, oh, yeah, you're the one for me.
So there's a follow-up to this already on our we're using conversation cards here, guys. Why do you find them so funny?
Okay, why do I find them so funny? Yeah. I don't know. Oh, gosh.
Ooh. Is he funny looking?
My kids would say yes. See, that is such a dad joke
to put in it.
You know, it's like, oh, is he funny looking? Yeah. No. I don't know. I don't know. Okay.
So when I think of the funniest person I know, it is a teenager that I had in youth group. I won't disclose him. But it was super funny because of his timing.
Ooh.
Right? Like he was quick. But he could also just like time a joke really well. Mm-hmm. And I think that's actually how I want to bridge us into scaffolding this question.
Okay.
Is I think when we make plans, God laughs. I think God has a fantastic sense of humor.
Oh, with plans. Yeah.
Yeah, with plans. Exactly. But I also think God like just naturally puts things in our life that are funny. And so the way that I might kind of scaffold this question to a child, a teenager, the adolescent, preteen is, hey, did God make you laugh today, right? Like, did you see something that, like, I don't know, me and my boys observe a lot of things. Like, one day we were driving to school, and we just saw a dog, you know, doing its business on the side of the road.
I understand where you're going
But its positioning was very funny, and we all just laughed, right? Yes. Like, that wasn't because of anything else in the world, but it was one of those moments that God just gave us for a moment of humor, right? So that's how I'd love to scaffold it. Can I ask it to you? Hey, today, I'm totally putting Miss Rachel on the spot. Was there a moment that God just like made you laugh?
Oh my gosh. Yes. So the moment for me this morning was when I opened the back door to let our dog Tessa out.
Okay.
I saw that it was wet because it had rained last night. Yeah. And so I just laughed because I had no idea. Normally, I know what the weather's going to do. I'm going to do all of these things. And I was like, ha, 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 God, you can still keep me laughing. You know, I didn't know. It's talk about planning. Like, I wasn't planning for it to rain. Obviously, like, I can plan for it to rain. Yeah. But that made me laugh. But how beautiful is that, that creation, you know, of the rain.
Yeah.
You know, but, I just laughed. I was like, huh, it rained last night. And I didn't even know it.
And I had no idea. Yes. And it was like a thunderstorm. Like
apparently it was. I heard lightning was like a disco ball.
Well, and so here's how I want you guys to kind of address this question, ask it today is, find out who your kid thinks the funniest person is. Why do they think they're so funny? And then let's get a little deeper. What do I do that makes you laugh? When was the last time we laughed together? What's, again, the God moment of when did God make you laugh this week? Because humor's healing. Laughing is fun.
You know, Brian, what I'd like to ask that question, I'd like us to ask that question, where did God make us laugh today as you're driving now, or maybe you're at home, but, you know, what happened at school or what happened, you know, if you went to daycare today or whatever, you know, like as you're driving home from something, where did God make you laugh today?
Oh, absolutely.
And I cannot wait to hear
some of these answers.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
What they're going to say.
Absolutely. Well, let's give them a few minutes.
All right.
You guys talk because I think the question's there. Let's go. And we're back. So I think about this question, who is the funniest person you know? Why do you find them so funny? In the context of middle school is one of my favorite places to go eat lunch. And here's why. Because the goal for most middle school boys, spoiler alert, is to make someone laugh so hard, right, that milk comes out of their nose.
Oh.
And I remember as a middle schooler trying to do that multiple times every lunch period because that was like the mark that you were funny, right?
Oh, yes.
And so I think that's the other fun piece of this question is, are you the funniest person you know? What are some of the things that have just made you laugh?
What I love about that is, like, as you were saying, you know, making the milk come out of your nose, I'm thinking, what makes you snort laugh? Because that happens. Like, yeah. That's what my family tries to get me to do, is do the snort laugh, because they want to hear it and make fun of me for it. I absolutely love that. So I'm trying to think of some of the other ways that we can make that happen.
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, wherever you're listening, know that, like, telling jokes isn't the only thing that's funny, is that life is funny, situations are funny. And I think about even some of the answers you might get from your child, like, are going to be really funny because you're not sure where they're going with it.
Yes.
I have several students, children in my life, where they start a story and I'm not sure where it's going. And sometimes that's the funniest part, is I'm like, I think I'm lost, right? You referred to four different characters in this story, none of which I know. But you're assuming I have some sort of sacred knowledge of what they look like or how they stand.
Yes.
And that's why it was funny. And, and so also understand, sometimes you got to say, guess I had to be there.
Guess I had to be there.
Guess I had to be there, because that is not funny.
But the point is that you listened.
Oh, yes.
And that you connected with them in some way and you heard them. And they were seeing that moment. So, yeah. So I'm anxious to know from our parents how they think. Maybe they say that their kid is the funniest kid. We do the cliff with our preteens, and one of our participants had a list of jokes on her phone, on her notes app. And so she was asking Mr. Dave, can I please do my jokes? Can I take over the microphone? And so she got up there. They were hilarious. So you know who you are out there. You know it was you that were doing all those jokes. But, I mean, one of our preteens, she was amazing. I was like, she's got it. She's definitely got a funny career
in the future.
Yes, absolutely.
So to end this episode, Catching Time, guys, we want you to catch fun moments. This is not always about being serious.
No.
And asking questions of our parents and our students can sometimes seem very serious. Have fun with it. Make it fun. Yeah. Have some humor. Laugh when it's funny.
Yeah.
And laugh with each other. Oh, man. If you could catch any time today, laugh with your kids. Laugh with your mom and dad. Tell them the joke, you know, whatever. But
do the dad joke. It's okay.
Do the dad joke. Watch some reels together that make you laugh.
Yes.
I think that's one of my favorite things, is to, like, save some throughout the day and show my kid, hey, I thought this was really funny when this dog ran into the door. Yeah.
Yes.
But have fun. Laugh together. Find things that make you laugh together.
Awesome. Hey, we'll see you next time.
Yeah. This has been Catching Time. We are so glad that you caught some time with us. We hope that you're catching time with one another. Come back and join us for another episode.